Next up, Cheryl Sonstein, Sam the Produce Man.
This is called Sam the Produce Man. As you may or may not be aware, my long-term lover Jay is moving to North Carolina in August, which means I've begun searching for his replacement. As luck would have it, my work as a caregiver brings me to the college area Vons most every day, because apparently being old means loving trips to Vons to take your blood pressure. I can't wait, but I digress. Anyway, while there, I struck up a healthy flirtation with Sam, who works in the produce department. Sam is a striking and jovial older man. He's always happy to see us, and sometimes he even takes the organic stickers off the avocados, so we pay less. When I find out he's retiring this year, I decide to bring my A game and use a line I've never heard in real life before. So I bet your wife is looking forward to your retirement, I ask. Oh, I'm not married, Sam says. I've got two ex-wives, but I'm single now. Yeah, you are. Good answer, Sam. We exchange numbers, but Sam doesn't call. In addition to working at Vons, he helps his son run some kind of golf cart business, renting them, repairing them, I don't know. So I guess he could just be really busy. One day, I'm asking him why he hasn't called, and he starts explaining he had to go out to the desert on some golf-related venture. Oh, whereabouts, I ask. Borrego Springs, he answers. Then out of nowhere, this woman just shopping nearby comes over and butts in. Oh, I love Borrego Springs, but we had to sell our place there. The HOA fees got too high, and she does not stop talking. Not that I was getting anywhere, but Jesus. Back off, lady. Fucking cock-blocking bitch. Maybe Sam is just oblivious. He talks an awful lot about his work at Vons, when the delivery is late, hours getting cut, losing business to Trader Joe's and grocery outlet. Mm-hmm, that's fascinating, Sam. Are we gonna have sex or what? This is taking forever. I begin to realize the one thing I miss about Jay was the ease of that transaction. I approach him on Wednesday, we're doing it by Saturday. That's kind of the convenience I'm looking for here. Being a woman is tough. We endure menstruation, childbirth, we make less money, we're taken less seriously. I always figured the one trade-off was it never need be so difficult to get laid. How are you today, Sam asks. Sexually unsatisfied since you won't call me Sam, I answer. He just laughs. I would if I could, sigh. At work, as in life, I must find countless ways to entertain myself, and Sam has provided a brief diversion. While no stranger to rejection, I'm still not sure why he can't. Busy, oblivious, my saving face answer that he's so old he's lost his sex drive. Maybe when he retires, he'll finally come around. Until then, the job is still open.